We're on the bottom of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. That's about seven lines up from the bottom. Poshat ha'ani es yado. So we learned in the Mishnah that if the ani stretches his arm into Rishus HaYachid, and he puts an object into the hands of the Balabayas, or he takes out something from the hand of the Balabayas and from outside into the Rishus HaYachid, from the Rishus HaYachid outside to Rishus Haram, the ani is chayev, because he did an akira from Rishus HaRavin and Hachnosa into Rishus HaYachid, and he placed it down there. The Gemara now wants to clarify, why is it that the ani is chayev, even though l'chora he didn't do the proper akiras chayfetz, or the proper hanochas chayfetz, from a place or to a place that's royal is chayev alav? Because with regard to the ani, whose chiv is mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Gemara could have had the same analysis as far as the Balabais is concerned, which is a little bit later on in the Mishnah. Amai chayev. The Gemara wants to know, why is the ani chayev when he puts the object into the hand of the Balabais, or when he takes it out of the hands of the Balabais? Well, be'inon, in order to be chayev from melechas hotso, melechas achnoso, we need akira v'anocha me'al gabi mokom arba al arba. A secure place has the dimensions of four squared, four times four tfachim. And if it's not a mokum arba al arba, then it's not considered an akira if you pick it up from a place that's less than arba arbama. And therefore, if you put it down over there in a place that's less than arba arbama, you would not be chay for hanocha. And if you take a look at Tosis, Dibra Masel Vaho, he adds in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why you need akira and hanocha from a place that is Choshuv, because it has arba al arba tfachim, because normally people don't leave an object, especially if it has any value, on a small place because it's not secure. And therefore he probably leaves it on a wider area, which is arba al arba tfachim. That's not massive, but... And this, says Rabbeinu Tam, is probably the way they did Hanoch and Akira in the Mishkan. We derive all the melachos from the Mishkan. And Rabbeinu Tam writes that in the Nedavos HaMishkan, they would take the objects out of their homes, which is certainly a broad space of Arba, and they would put it down in front of the Osei HaMelacha. Tosus also quotes the Ri, that the source for the Isur HaTzoa is from the Tzivri on Shabbos in Parshas Haman, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, which the Gemara in Erev in Dashins on Daf Yud Zayin Beis Al Yotzi, that he shouldn't take a kli, a utensil, in order to go out and collect a man in Rishus HaRavim from his oil, from the Rishus HaYochid. So therefore we talk about Makomo, which means the Mokom HaChefetz. It's not considered a Mokom Choshu for the Chiv Hotzah if it's less than Arba Tfachim. And even though the Pasuk Al Yetze doesn't literally tell you that you need a mokum dalit, or that you need an akira from a mokum arba al arba, that's not written in the pasuk, but nevertheless, we're going to equate akira and anocha. Even the pasuk is dealing al yetzish from kom is addressing akira, it's not addressing anocha, but we're going to make an equation between anocha and akira. If Akira needs a Makom Dalet Al, but the same din applies, the same requirement applies to Hanocha. The Ramban writes that they had a Kabbalah, which was a transmission in the Mesoras Sator, that you need a Makom Arba. There really is no Makar from any Pasuk, nor from a Mishnah Brice. It was just a Kabbalah that they had, and they knew that you needed a Makom Arba Larba in order to set up an Akira or a Hanocha. And the din that you need an akira from a mokum dalet al barba tfachim applies whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. However, the din that you need hanocha on a place that's arba is only with regard to Rishus HaRabim. So again, if you're talking about akira, then akira applies, and the requirement is arba al ama, arba tfachim al arba tfachim, both in Rishus HaRabim and even in Rishus HaYochid. But in the case of Hanocha, the Gemara is going to clarify a little bit later on in Daf Zayin, in the name of Rav Chisda, that Hanochin Rishus HaYochid doesn't need a Mokum Arba al Arba. And Im Noatz Konev Rishus HaYochid V'zork V'noch Al Gabav Afil Gavoa Mea Ama Chayav. So if you put a Kone in Rishus HaYochid, which doesn't have the surface volume of four Tfachim, nevertheless you'd be Chayav. However, Tosus, not here, but on Dalet Amud Beis, the Maskil B'Ilon, is of the opinion that even in Rishus HaYochid, you need a Mokom, which is Arba al Arba, for Hanoch as well. The Ran asks Akasha here, what's the actual scenario in which you need Hanoch al Gabi, Mokom Arba al Arba, Rishus HaRabim? If he puts the Chefetz down below three Tfachim, so when did he, or where did he put the chefetz that he took from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim? Where did he put it down? Says the Ran. If he put it down, Lamata Mishlosha Tfachim, then we have a principle of Ka'ara Smichta Domi, which means that the Karka Ki'ilu rises up three Tfachim from the ground. And that whole period, that whole airspace within the three Tfachim of the ground is considered Ki'ilu Munach Hagabi Karka. And therefore, no matter where it would be Nach, even if it's a Mashahu, he would be Chayav because it's Karka. If, on the other hand, it's above three Tfachim, below Asar Tfachim, from three to seven, then it's considered a Karmelis, and he's Potum in HaTorah. And if it's Lamalame Asar Tfachim, then in that place it becomes a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim. So Mimonashach. If it's below three, it's Munach al Gabi Karka. He doesn't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. If it's above three, then it's in a Karmelis. And if it's above ten, that's called a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim. So the Ran quotes the Ravid that we're talking about a Balchai, an animal, which is above three Tfachim. It's standing in Rishus HaRabim. And Halacha is that it's not cholik rishus li atzmo, which means that the Baal Chai, again, it's above three tefachim, so therefore it's not kimunach hagavi karka, and he places it on top of the animal. It would seem that according to the Ravid, if it's on top of the animal, then it's not a rishus hayochid, and you would have to have a Mokum Dalet al Dalet. The Ravid offers another suggestion that we're talking about an Amud, some sort of a pillar that is nine Tfachim high, but it's called Rabim Mekatfin Olav. Many people climb on top of it. They walk on top of it. That's called a Rishus HaRabim. And that would need the height and the width of Arba Tfachim. So this is a Levedika Sugya unto itself. How and in what scenario do you need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet in Rishus HaRabim? Before we mention that as far as Hanocha on any place in Rishus HaYochid, there's one Shita based on the Gemara of Rav Chisda later on that says that even on a Kana you'd be Chayv in Rishus HaYochid, you don't need Dalet al Dalet, but although that's the sheet of Chachmei Sfarad, Tosus' sheet is that even in Rishus HaYochid, you need a Hanoch al Gabi Arba al Arba. So now the Gemara is asking about our Ani. And the same question, obviously, with the Baal Bais. How can you tell me that he was ochered from a Yad? In this case, the Ani was ochered from the Yad of the Baal Bais. Or he put it down, in the case of the Ani, who's holding on to something and puts it into the Yad of the Baal Bais. Where's the Anocha al Gabi Mokom Dalet al Dalet? That's the Gemara's Kash. Omer Rava, Ha Mani Rabbi Akiva, Diomar Lo Be'inon Mokom Arba al Arba. That Rava accepts the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says that you don't require a Mokom Dalet al Dalet. This is codified in the Mishnah later on in Daf Tzadivav in Perek HaZorek, and the Mishnah says HaZorek Chefetz Mirshus HaYochid Mirshus HaYochid from one Mirshus HaYochid to another Mirshus HaRabim Ba'emtza, so the object flies over Mirshus HaRabim,
the Zrika began in Mishus HaYochanan, the Hanukkah was in Mishus HaYochid, but in the middle, it passes through the Avir of Mishus HaRabim, Rabbi Kiva Machayev, even though it's only in the Avir, B'Chacham Potrim. Now, we understand the Chacham very well, because there was never a Hanukkah in Mishus HaRabim. And yet, Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a Hanukkah in Rishus HaRabim. How could it be a Hanukkah in Rishus HaRabim? Well, first of all, there was no Hanukkah at all, really. The object never stopped in its place. Number two, you need a Hanukkah al-Gabi Arba al-Arba. And this Chifetz was not Nach on the Karka until it got to Rishus HaYochid, but in Rishus HaRabim it was flying through the airspace. And even if you'll tell me that, and we'll see the principle of Kluta in just a minute, that halachically it's considered as the Chefetz is on the Karka of the Rishus HaRabim, but nevertheless, you certainly wouldn't say that it's got a Makom Dalet al Dalet. Now, our Mishnah that speaks about Yad, in the case of the Oni and the Baal Bayis, as a Makom Anoch, Makom Akira, it must reflect the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And that's why the Oni who brings an object into Rishus HaYochanan and puts it into the Baal Bayis' hand is Chayev. Or if he's Oker, if it's Miyad Baal Bayis, and he takes it out to Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayev, because you don't need a Makom Dalet al Dalet. The authorship of our Mishnah is attributed to Rabbi Akiva. And just like the Hanukkah Biyad Baal Bayis is considered Hanukkah, the Akira from the Yad of the Baal Bayis is also considered Akira. So the Gemara now explains the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim about the case of Zorek, Mishus HaYoch, Mishus Yom, Mishus Ram Be'emtza. Rabbi Akiva, Sovar, Amrino, and Kluta, Kamisho, Hunchadon, an object that's flying through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim is considered as if it was Niklat Rishus HaRabim, meaning like the whole Rishus grabs onto this object. And even though physically it's not Nach, but it's considered Kemunach Al Gabi Karka, the Karka that's underneath the Avir. Rabbanan Savri Lomrin include the Kamisho Uncha. The Rabbanan deny this whole principle. It's flying through the airspace, but it's not Kemunach Al Gabi Karka in the airspace. And that's why he's put in this case of Zorik Mishus HaYoch, Mishus HaYoch, Mishus HaRabim Be'emtza, because there was never Anocha in Mishus HaRabim. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. But as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, it's considered like it was Nach on the Karka below the airspace. Now Rashi in Masechta Gittin writes that Kluta B'tolcha Avir Kemisha Huncha La'aretz. And the Achronim, the Avnei Nezer, the Sokhan Shavah writes that this is also the Rambam's opinion, that if it's Kluta in the Avir, it's considered Munach al-Gabi Oretz. So this is what the Gemara means, that according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't need a Makom Dalet because he doesn't need Anoch at all. It's Kluta Kamisha Unchadami, where's the Anoch? It's certainly not on a Makom Dalet, it's not Anoch at all. It's just a, shall we call it a conceptual Anoch? So that it could be that according to Rabbi Akiva, you can have a Hanukkah on a Makom that's less than Dalet al Dalet. And Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami means that it's not considered Nach al Gabi Karka. However, Tosus, Divya Maskel de Amrinon, all the way in the bottom of the Amud, he writes that the din of Kluta is effective to make it as if the Chefetz is Mamish Munach in the Avir of the Rishus. It's Niklat in the Rishus. And even though the Chefetz is not Nach on any specific Makom, nevertheless it's Niklat in the Rishus. It's like a Hanukkah in the entire Rishus HaRabim, so to speak. And according to that, we would certainly say that according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need Hanukkah al Gabi Makom Dalet al Dalet. Here it's not a Munach on any Makom, it's just Munach in the Kluta in the entire Rishus. Now this din, that a Chefetz that's in the hands of a person, is considered like Kluta B'Avir, and the Gemara equates the two, Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah. That only applies if the Chefetz and the person are in one Rishus. If the Chefetz is in the hand of the Ani, or in the hand of the Baal Bais, which is in a different Rishus, That's a whole different story. If it's in the same Rishus, then we can talk about Kluta Kamisha Unchadami, or something parallel in the case of Yad. So what gives the Yad the din of, if something is Munach the Yad, it's as if it's Kluta Kamisha Unchadami, it's as if it's Nach, that's because the body is one entity, and the Yad is together with the body in one Rishus. So whatever in that Yad, in the Rishus where the Guf is, it's considered Kimisha Hunchadami, and that's the equation to Kluta. However, let's say in a case where the Guf is in one Rishus, and the Yad is outstretched to a different Rishus, then the Chefetz is not considered Munach in the Rishus of where the Yad is, because the Yad is still attached to the Guf. So we'll see this in the Mishnah itself, because the Mishnah says that if the Baal Bayis stretches his hand out to the Rishus HaRabim, and he takes an object from the hand of the Ani, or alternatively, if the Ani stretches his hand Lifnim into the Rishus HaYochin and takes something out of the hand of the Baal Bayis, in that case, I'm sorry, if the Baal Bayis takes it out of his hand, in that case, Shneim Peturim. Meaning that even though the Ani took a chefetz in his hand from Rishus HaYochin, and he was machi, he brought it into Rishus HaRabim, we're not going to say that it's Kluta B'Avir Rishus, and the Ani achieved his Hanocha immediately. Right? So that the Ani, when he puts the chefetz into Rishus HaYochin, we're not going to say that the chefetz is now Niklat B'Avir Rishus, and he now has achieved Hanocha and Rishus HaYoch, because the goof of the Ani, his body, is situated standing in Rishus HaRabim, and we can't consider the Yad to be a Rishus HaYochid midin Kluta, since the Yad is connected to the goof, and the goof in this case is out in Rishus HaRabim. The same logic will apply in the case of the Baal Bayis, when he stretches his hand out to the Rishus HaRabim. We're not going to say that the Chefetz is in his hand is considered Kolut B'Avir Rishus HaRabim, but rather Hareze Ki'ilu Heinicho Baal Bayis, and therefore Harehem Peturim. So the Baal Bayis, if he stretches his hand out to Rishus HaRabim, we're not going to say the Chefetz is Niklat in the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's Kilu Nach Rishus HaRabim, and the Baal Bayis should be Chai, but rather he's going to be Potter. And the reason for that is, as we said before, because his Guf is in one Rishus, his Yad is in another Rishus, he cannot consider the Yad as some sort of an independent entity, and it could be considered Kluta Gemisha Hunchadami if it's connected to the Guf. So we come to the conclusion now that Rabbah interprets our Mishnah in the light of Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah should be attributed to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you don't need a Mokum Dalet al Dalet because Kluta Kimisha Hunchadami. Kimisha Hunchadami. So the Gemara asks a kash on this from another statement of Rabbah in a different context. The Memra de Pshitale La Rabba de Bekluta Kamisha Hunchadamya Ubisoch Ar Asora Pligi. And we're turning now to Dav Dalet Amid Beis. Should we assume that it was a Dover Poshut to Rabba that Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami and B'toch Asora Pligi, the Machlok Shin Chachom and Rav Yekiva is a Chefetz that was Niklat Ni'avir Rishus HaRabim, whether it's considered Munach Al Gavi Karka in a case where it's B'toch Asora Tfachim, because otherwise if it's not B'toch Asora Tfachim, you're not gaining anything, you don't have a Rishus HaRabim L'malami Yud. So let's talk about B'toch HaSorah. And that's where Rabbi Akiva holds that if the chefetz is betoch hasara, then it'll be chayev.
But why is it that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim in terms of kluta applies dafka betoch hasara? And we'll see this in Rashi on the top of Daf Dalet Amid Beis. L'mala mi'asara lav aver shesarabim ela aver mokum p'turhu. And therefore the whole halacha doesn't apply kluta to be mechayev and kibisha uncha if it's in the aver shesarabim above asara, because that's not called shesarabim. That's called a mokum p'tur. And now the Gemara introduces the suffix of rabbah. Vami boy, boyle, the rabbi had a suffix. How to interpret this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? When a chefetz was thrown from Rosh HaSayochid through the Avi Rosh HaSarabim to land in another Rosh HaSayochid, shall we say Lamata Me'asara Pligi? The machlokas is Lamata Me'asara, where it's Rosh HaSarabim and the object only went through the Avi Rosh HaSarabim. Baha pligi, they're arguing about the following svar. Rabbi Akiva svar klut to be kamisha unchan dami. Therefore, the chefetz is as if it was munach in rishus harabim and he's chayv. We'll see, he might be chayv shtayim. For rabbanan asavri lo amrin klut to kamisha unchan dami. Aval amala me asara kol potu. They are called potu because the aver above 10 tefachim is not the aver rishus harabim, and therefore the object is not niklad in rishus harabim if it's above 10 tefachim. And it's not shayach here to say klut kamisha huncha, because huncha means in the rishus and it's not in the rishus. Uda kuli alman, everybody holds, according to this tzadin rabbis suffik, that lo yalfinon zorek mi moshit. So here we have to talk a little about moshit, but just in general terms to translate the Gemara, we're not going to derive that Yechayev in the case of Zog Shusarabim Shusiyach Shusarabim Derek Shusarabim in a case of Zorek, just like Yechayev in Moshit. Now, Moshit, to say a few words about Moshit, is where you stretch your hand from Rosh Hashayachid to another Rosh Hashayachid, Derek Rosh Hashayachid. And the Gemara later on at Daf Tzadivav tells us how they did Moshit in the Mishkan. The Levim, who took apart the Mishkan, would stretch the kroshim of the Mishkan from one Levi to the next. The kroshim were in agolos. The agolos each had the status of rishus hayochid, and these agolos, these wagons, would carry the beams of the Mishkan, the kroshim of Mishkan, and they were moshit. They stretched a keresh from one agola to the other and passed it on to get closer and closer to the Mishkan. Now, the Levium were located in these agolos, which were in Rishus Harab. So the agolos themselves, since they were 10 tefachim high, had the status of Rishus HaYochid. And between each agola was Rishus Harab. So Moshit means you take the keresh from Rishus HaYochid, that's with the Akira, in one agola, and you hand it over to the Levi in the other agola. And he's also Rishus HaYochid, but it went through Rishus HaRabim, and it was above Asar Tvachim. So Rab is now saying, according to this tzad, that Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, Lo Yalfinon Zorek Mimoshit. So therefore we don't derive the Chiyuv of Zorek Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derek Rishus HaRabim from Moshit. And Zrika was not in the Mishkan. And if that be the case, the Levium did not throw the Kroshim from Agola to Agola, because that would maybe ruin the Kroshim, as Rashi points out here. And therefore the Gemara is going to interpret later on in Daf Tzadivav that because the Kroshim were very heavy, they couldn't throw them. So that this din of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim could not be derived from Moshit, because we're now talking about a case of Zrika. So therefore, according to this tzad in Rabbah,
We're talking about Lamata Me'asora, which would mean that it's close to the karka. And Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Rabban hold that we don't say Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Lamala Me'asora, everybody agrees it's Potur, because we're not going to derive from Hoshata, from Moshit, that you could be Chayev for Zrika. Because Moshit is a special pu'ula, special tzuris hamalacha called Moshit. When you hold it in your hand, you stretch it out, but we don't know anything about Zrika. So that's why Lamala Me'asora, everybody agrees that you're Potur, because above Asar Tfachim is not considered Avir Rishus Arabim. And Lo Yalfinon Zorek Mimoshit. Oh, Dilma, now we get to Rabbah's second tzad. And that is that Lamala Me'asora Pligi. The Machlokis is Lamala Me'asora. And Baha Pligi, Rabbi Kiva Savi Yalfinon Zorek Mimoshit. Just like in the case of Moshit, you're chayev for being Moshit from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYom, from one Agola to the other Agola, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So too, in the same Tzuras HaMeloch in Zorek, you're going to be chayev. Rabban and Tzavri, lo yalfin in Zorek Mimoshit. Av, so that's all Lamala Me'asar, Lamata Me'asar, Diri HaKol, chayev. Even the Chacham will agree that you're chayev. My time of the Amrino includes the Gavisha Hunchadami, and even the Chachamim accept the principle of Kluta Gavisha Hunchadami. So now I just want to make one comment here. When we say Lamata Me'asora, you're chayev, it means above three Tfachim. If it's below three Tfachim, then everybody agrees you're chayev even without Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami. But so what's the kasha now? Since Rabbah has the suffix that perhaps even the Chachamim accept the principle of Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami, and the chayfetz that's flying through the airspace of Rosh Hashanah below 10 Tfachim is considered Kimunach Al Gavi Karka, so why did he say that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? There's at least a suffix to say that even the Chachamim would be Moda to Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami. Which would mean, according to one Sad in Rabbah, no one, not even the Chacham, require Mokom Dalet al Dalet. Hence, the Yad, even though it's not a Mokom Dalet al Dalet, it has the same status as Kluta, and that's why the Oni will be Chayev when he takes the object and he stretches his hand out, puts it into the hand of the Dalabais in Rosh Hasharab. Now again, the whole question of the Gemara is based on a Suffolk. In other words, Rabbi Kiva definitely holds Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami. The Rabbanon, we have a suffix. Rabbah vacillates back and forth. It could be that the Rabbanon would argue in a case of Lamata Me'asara, and the Chacham reject Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami. According to that, we understand very well why Rabbah attributes our Mishnah of Yodo to Rabbi Akiva. But since Rabba had another tzad in his suffix to bridge the gap between Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva on Kluta Kavisha Hunchadami, therefore he could have had a suffix as to whether or not our Mishnah would reflect Kuli Alma, would reflect all the Shitas. And Tosas adds another point over here. This is Tosan Omid Aleph, Yon Daftal, Dibra Masad Amrino, that there's also a possibility to say, and Rabbah hints at this, that everybody agrees that Lo Amrino Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami, and therefore Azorik Mishseyochid, Mishseyochid, when there's Rosh Hashanah going through the middle between the two Rosh Hashanahs, everybody agrees that you're part of the Machlokes, is only in a case of what we call Duta Achas. And that's the case of Moshit. Duta Achas means that, let's say you have a flat side of a building, with verandas, let's say, shooting out, right? The verandas go out like a little porch here and a little porch there. If it's bidyuta achas, if it's in one straight line, and you take an object and you are motioning it, you stretch it out in your arm to the next veranda that's on the same bidyuta, and you're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and the airspace below is Rishus HaRabim. We're going to derive that from the Levium with the Krashim and the Moshit, and that's the case where you're Chayav. The Rabban are not going to compare Zorik to Moshit, whereas Rabbi Kiva is. So if that's also implicit in the Suffolk of Rabbah, then... Well, this is all included in the Gemara's Kasha, meaning how could Rabbah be so poshut that the Mishnah of Yad reflects the sheet of Rabbi Akiva of Kluta Gavisha Uncha? It's very possible, according to Rabbah, that there is no one who holds, not even Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta Gavisha Uncha. That's part of the Kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Holo Kasha. Why is it that Rabbah says our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva? Because Basar di boy hadar ifshitele. In fact, there's a chronological sequence here. After Rabbah had this suffek, he was poshet his suffek. He came to a definite conclusion, and that is that the machlok shin Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim is about Zorik lamata me'asor, which was the first side that we learned about, that Rabbi Akiva holds Kol it bi'avir in the Rishus HaRabim is considered kimunach b'tocho if it's lamata be'asara. And the Chachamim hold that we don't accept the principle of kluta bi'avir is kimisha munach domi. Therefore Rabbah explains and attributes our Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara now asks a kash on Rabbah, who interpreted our Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva, Nehidus of Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadam Yedilma Hanocha Hudlo Boy Hakira Boy. When Rabbi Akiva says Yechayev, maybe he means that Yechayev only one Chatos, and that's because there was a Hanocha here. And Rabbi Akiva does away with the requirement of Arba Larba Fahanocha. And therefore, even though it never landed in Rishus HaRabim, he's Chayav Achatos as if it landed in Rishus HaRabim, because Kamisha Munach Domi, and you don't require Dalet El Dal, the Avir is enough. But Akira, to say that you can pick up something from a place that's not a Mokum Dalet El Dalet, that we never saw in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva may insist that if you don't lift up the object, if you don't remove the object from a place that's arbal arb, you're not chayev. Which would mean that it's impossible to interpret Amish like Rabbi Akiva. Amish talks about a case where the ani was poshed as yod lifnim. He had an empty hand, and he picks up the chayfetz from the yad of the balabayas, and he was motzil l'chutzis chayev chatas. That already means that even Akira doesn't require mokum dalet el dalet. Where does Rabbi Akiva say such a thing? Ella Omar of Yosef Hamani Rebbe Hi. The author of Mishnah is Rebbe. Hey Rebbe, which Rebbe? Ilema Ha Rebbe. If we're going to say it's the Rebbe of the Brisa, Desanya Zorak, if he throws the chafetz from Rishus HaRabim, four amos, and it lands four amos at a distance in Rishus HaRabim Noch. And where did it land? Al-Gabi Ziz. A Ziz is what's called a small tree that comes out of a kosel, Kol Shehu. It doesn't have any of the dimensions of Dalet al-Dalet. It's Rabbi Mechayev Chatos. Rabbi says Yechayev is such a thing. And the Chachom say Yepot. The Gemara assumes that Rabbi says Yechayev because even though the Anocha on Al-Gabi Ziz was not a Mokum Dalet al-Dalet, Rebbe doesn't require a Mokum Dalet al-Dalet. Chachomim say Yepotur, because there was no Anocha Al-Gabi Mokum Dalet al-Dalet. Ziz is a Kolshu, it's not a Dalet al-Dalet. And our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rebbe, that's what Rav Yosef might mean, because Rebbe holds that you could have Hanukkah without Dalet al Dalet. Now again, the Gemara could have asked the same kasha it asked before, because maybe Rebbe does away with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet for Hanukkah, but he would require Dalet al Dalet for Akira. But the Gemara rejects this even without that Dechir, without that kasha, as Tosus points out, Dibre Maskel Zorak. Tosus further points out that as far as Kluta Kavisha Hunche Dami, you could differentiate between Akira and Anocha, because the Chafetz is in the Avir, and that's not a place from which you can pick up something. So the Akira is completely excluded. Rebbe, on the other hand, says that you need some sort of Hanukkah. It's not kolit in the Avir. And it could be that from that same place where there's Hanukkah, you could have an Akira. So the Gemara wants to find a better Shlugov, a better Kasha. So Gemara says, Hossam, there in the case where he throws it Arba Amos, Peshusaram, and it lands on a Ziz, the issue is not, do you need a Hanukkah al Mokum Dalet al Dalet? But rather, Kidima Ina Lamel Kamon, like the Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Ches, Kidah Bai Diomer Bai Hocha in this Brisa, Be Ilon Ha Omed Vishus Hayochit, Vinofo Notel Shus Harabin, Vinoch Anofo. So the base of the tree is in Rishus Hayochit. The foliage of the tree with all its branches spills out over into Rishus Harabin. He now throws a chefetz from Rishus Harabin, four amos, and it lands on the foliage. The foliage is in Rishus Harabim, and Rebbe Sovar Aminon Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro. We're going to assume that the branches, the foliage, goes back to the root of the tree, and now this chefetz landed on the foliage. It's as if it landed in the Rishus Harabim. And it's considered a mokum dalet al dalet, because we're going to say now shadi nofo basar ikro, and the ikro of the ilan is it has the dimensions of arba al arba. So the ilan is standing in rishus hayochid, and the nof is no to the rishus harabim, and when he throws it for amos rishus harabim and it lands on the nof, that's considered as if it landed on the ground. And that's based on the principle of Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro. The place of the foliage is the place of the root, the trunk of the tree, where it's growing, which means in Rishus Hayochit. Rashi says, Dibre Maskel Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro Havik Munach Rishus Harabim Al Mokum Dalet. It's not clear why he would say such a thing. In any event, Tosus, in this very long Tosus, Dibre Maskel Be'ilon rejects Rashi. And Tosus is of the opinion that according to Abaye, what Rebbe is saying is that the nof is considered Rishus Hayochid, because Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro, the ikro of the tree is in Rishus Hayochid, and the nof is cast, so to speak, after the roots of the tree, the ikar of the tree, and therefore it's considered Munach Rishus Hayochid, and the chiyuv here is because of machnas Rishus Harabim Rishus Hayochid. Right, he's standing in Rishus Harabim, and he throws the object onto the nov, which has the halachic status of Rishus Hayochid, and that's Rishus Harabim Rishus Hayochid. Rashi is learning it's Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim, but be that as it may, both Rashi and Tosus agree that the ikar of the ilon has Dalet al Dalet. And therefore, Rebbe, who says Yechayv in this case, is because you have an Hanukkah al Gabi Dalet al Dalet. This is going to completely upslug the first interpretation of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef is based on this statement of Rebbe in the Braisa of Zorak, Vinoch al Gabi Ziz, because we're going to learn al Gabi Ziz the way Abai learns al Gabi Ziz, which is a case of Nof. Rabbanan Savri Lo Aminin Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro. And since the branches do not have the width of four tefachim, it's not a Mokum Choshev, and it cannot be considered Anochet to be Mechayev him for Hotzah. But in truth, even Rebbe agrees that you need Anochet Gabi Dalet, just that he holds Shadi Nofo Basar Ikro. So therefore you cannot derive from Rebbe in this brisa of Ziz, the way Abai interprets this brisa, that Rebbe does away with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet. And we're still assuming now that Yad is not Dalet al Dalet, so we don't know how to interpret our Mishnah. Ella, but rather, we have to assume that Rabbi Yosef is referring to a different statement of Rebbe, a different brisa. Desanya Zorik, Mirshus Harabim, Lirshus Harabim, Mirshus HaYochid Ba'emtza. This is the flip side of what we discussed before in terms of Rabbi Akiva and Moshit, where the two Rishus HaYochids with Rishus HaRam Ba'emtza. Here we're talking about two Rishus HaRams with Rishus HaYochid Ba'emtza. So the Chafetz went through the Rishus HaYochid. It didn't land there. It went straight, piercing like an arrow through Rishus HaYochid Ba'emtza, landing in the Rishus HaRamim. Is Rabbi Mechayev Chacham Potrim? And what does it mean that Rebbe is Mechayev? Are we talking about Hachnosa? Or are we talking about Hotzah? Because if we're going to assume that the object is Munach in the Rishus HaRabim, then he took the object from Rishus HaRabim and landed it in Rishus HaYochid, then he picked it up again and taking it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So we have both Achnosa and Otzah. So let's look at Rebbe in a second. First of all, just mention the Chacham Potrim. Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel Mechayev Hoy Rebbe Shtayim Achas Mishum Hotzah, because he took it from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. We're talking about the second Rishus HaRabim, because at the end the object went from Rishus HaYochid into the second Rishus HaRabim. The Achas Mishum Achnosa, because it went from the first Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. That's called Achnosa. Is Alma lo boy Akira mimokum dalet al dav lo anochem mimokum dalet al dav. This is a beautiful proof, because now we have a double chiyuv. We have a chiyuv anochem and a chiyuv Akira. This we didn't see in Rabbi Akiva. That's why in Rabbi Akiva the Gemara made a big deal that Rabbi Akiva only does away with the requirement of mokum dalet with regard to anochem. We had no clue that Rabbi Akiva would be mechayev a second chatas for Akira. But here Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, is saying that you chayev two chatos, so you don't need hanocha in order to be chayev one chatos for hachnosa, and an akira in order to be mechayev you for otzah. In both cases, you're not requiring arba al arba. And again, that's all because the chayfetz was not nach at all in the Rishus HaYochid. Again, we're not sure exactly how high up, but in the case of Rishus HaYochid, it's Olad L'Rakia, so maybe it really doesn't make much of a difference how high it went. But again, you have to qualify that, because his Rika is from Rishus HaRabim, which is only Olad L'Yutfachim. So we see clearly here that both Akira and Anocha are Chayev even without Dalet al Dalet, and therefore the Gemara is satisfied at this moment, before the next slug up, that when Rabbi Yosef attributes our Mishnah to Rebbe, it means that neither Hanocha nor Akira require Dalet al Dalet. So Mara rejects it and says, Hayit Mar Allah, we derive from a brisa that Ravu Shmuel, in other words, the interpretation of this brisa, Ravu Shmuel, the Ami Travayu, they both agree. Here we're on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Lo Mechayve Rebbe Ela Bershus HaYochid Mekora. So we have a whole other interpretation now of Rebbe. When he throws the object from Rishus HaRam to Rishus HaRam Derech Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid is Mekora. Now, Bayis Mekora means that there's a ceiling. And the Gemara says, Amrinon Besa Kiman Demalya Damya, which means it's like the bias is sosum mikol tzdodov. In other words, you can imagine like all the objects were stuffed into the bias, crowding the whole airspace all the way up to the roof. There's no avir now, because we're saying kiman demal yadomi. So therefore, anything that goes through the airspace below this, of this bias below the gag, is considered, it's considered kimunach al gabi karka, and that's not lacking or absent a mokum dalit al dalit. So Rashi goes out of his way here, kiman, to say it's sosami called sad, implying that in addition to the kirui, there are also mechitzos. So that's a whole issue here about whether we say kiman, basic kiman d'mal yudom yidafka, if there are mechitzos around. Again, if there are mechitzos, then I assume you'd have to imagine that there are windows, and he throws it through one window, and it comes out the other window, landing in a Rishus Rabbah on the other side. And in essence, this Rishus HaYochid, because it's, we say Nechsheves Kimaleo, it's the area space under the Gag is completely filled, and this could only be understood if you talk about mechitzos, not just kirui, but also mechitzos. So that's an issue that has to be taken up. Avol, says the Gemara, if this Rishus HaYochid is Eina Makura, lo, Rebbe would not say Yechayev, because then Rebbe would require Hanocha on a Mokum that's Dalet al Dalet. So there's no proof that Rebbe holds that every Akira and every Hanocha does not require Dalet al Dalet, and therefore there's no way that you can, Rabbi Yosef can interpret our Mishnah and attribute our Mishnah to Rebbe. So the Gemara says, why don't we attribute our Mishnah to Rebbe and say that just like Rebbe says Yechayev in the case of Rishus HaYochid Makura, maybe we can interpret our Mishnah as referring to a Makura situation. There's a roof, a chitam, and if you'll tell me Hachinami, even in our Mishnah, b'Makura, and the reason why Akira Nanocha Mitoch Yodo is valid and he's chayev is because it's Makura Hatena Rishus HaYochid. You could get away with this in terms of the location of the Balabayas. He's inside the house, so you could say it's Makura. And therefore, if the Oni stretches his hand with an object into the Rishus HaYochid, and he places the object down into the hands of the Balabayas, it's considered Munach HaGabi Karka because it's Makura. And if he picks up the object from the hands of the Balabayas and he takes it out, he could be chayav because it's Makura, it's considered an Akiri Mokum Dalet. But let's talk about the Ani for a moment. Rishus HaRavim, the Ani is standing in Rishus HaRavim. If there's a roof over the Rishus HaRavim, then that's going to undermine the whole status of Rishus HaRavim. Michayav, how could anybody be chayav for either an akira from the roofed Rishus HaRavim of the Oni or hanocha in the roofed Rishus HaRavim of the Oni? V'amar Shreb Shmuel Bar Yudah Marav Abba Marav Huna Marav Hamaver Chefetz Arba Amas Rishus HaRavim Makora Potur L'fisheino Dome L'ragle L'digle Midbar. So we always derive halachas of all the malachas, and certainly Otzah, from Digle Midbar. The Rishus HaRabim, in the case of Digle Midbar, was open space, open air, it was not roofed. And if there was no Havaras Arba Amas, Rishus HaRabim, which is similar to the Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar, he's not going to be Chayev for Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is derived from Midbar, and that's not Makura. Our Mishnah could not be interpreted that the Oni is standing in a Rishus HaRabim Makura, because if that be the case, you could not be Chayev. Let's say the Baal Bayis picks up the object from the hands of the Oni. If he's the Oni is in a Rishus HaRabim Makura, he would not be Chayev. Or when the Baal Bayis puts his object into the hand of the Oni, he would not be Chayev, because that's not a Rishus HaRabim. He would not be chayav for such a hotzah. And that's called Eina Dome L'Digle Midbar. All Melechah Shabbos are derived from the fact that the Torah in Asmichas HaParshias between the Yisur Melechah Shabbos and Melechah HaMishkan. He's only chayav from Melech that was done in the Mishkan. Melechah HaMishkan, the Melech of Hachnasa, from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and the melacha sold itself from Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus, from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, they were all done by the Levim who are holding the Krushim in the Agolos. And the Agolos were 10 Tfachim high, and that gave them a din of Rishus HaYochid. And these Agolos were standing B'midbar, that's where the Chani of Klal Yisrael was. So that's Rishus HaRam Sheinu Makura. So all the Dinim of Hotzon Achnosa, including the Dinim of Havaras Dalad Amas Rishus HaRam, are derived from and restricted by the equation to Digle Midbar. So we cannot consider Rishus HaRabim unless it's Dome, it's similar to its Tzura, to the Mochum Chayona, Chanoya, the camping of Klal Yisrael. So this is going to lead us to Rabbi Zera and the Achirim. So that Emirtz Hashem will pick up in tomorrow's Shir. And that begins about 10 lines down, a little less than that, on Daf Hey Amin Aleph.